How can we avoid the trap of taking things for granted, especially when we become familiar with everything over the years? Yes. The process of hearing is very important for that. Because at the level of Pratyaksha Praman, there may seem to be familiarity. Oh, we are same deities, same holy names, same devotees. Which is true, we are familiar and it's good to be familiar. In the sense that we should feel connected with the manifestations of Krishna in this world. At the same time, these manifest, because they are manifestations of Krishna, Krishna is manifesting through them, so they are often hugely deep. So that depth we will not be able to see through Pratyaksha Praman. That's why hearing is important. And in general, we may take devotees for granted. So what we should do is, if we are working with some devotee regularly, and if we know that some other devotee has a lot of appreciation for this devotee, then we go and hear from that devotee. What do you like from the devotee? We find, oh, I didn't know only about this person. Because when we regularly work with someone, it's natural that we also see their other side. We feel, you know, they're not so sound. They're not all that good at that. They're not all that found at that. So all those, we can't close our eyes to these things. If they're reality, they're reality. But at the same time, we don't have to get carried away by those things. We don't have to focus on those things alone. That's why hearing about their glories from others is very helpful. And also, if we are doing a particular service, then reading or hearing about that service, or in general, the things related to that service, that also helps us in getting a spiritual vision of things rather than the material vision of things. And also, especially if we are doing the same activity at that time, before doing it, trying to contemplate. Say for example, when we start chanting, we offer prayers to the spiritual master. But at that time, just we take a minute or to remember, actually I have taken a vow at initiation. That thought that I have taken a vow at initiation itself can bring a certain amount of sobriety. Or I am going to take a vow at initiation, whatever it is. Or even, this is the important limb of bhakti, it's the most important manifestation of Krishna, whatever it is that we want to think about. That way, we can basically, for appreciating the manifestation of Krishna, initially we do need a lot of intelligence. And that customizing the intelligence to stay aware of that appreciation or to increase awareness of the of the value of that activity, we need to do what it takes, associate with appropriate devotees, read relevant sections of scripture, or consciously take time to recollect.